Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who are at the end of the week and really the end of our ropes. And even though we love our jobs, we want to keep them and we want to talk honestly about them without fear of losing them. So we're using pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is proudly sponsored by Lud Lam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or if you know one in your building, send them to Lud Lam Dramatics. There are really very few resources for the theater teacher for them to have things on their walls or things in their classroom because there's really not a lot of theater teachers. They're almost exclusively in high schools. I know they're not, but they kind of are. So really, this is the best option. So please send any theater teacher you know to Lud Lam Dramatics so they can get some of the best posters, motivational items, all that kind of stuff that a lot of other teachers can just get at a teacher store really quickly. Now, I'd like to thank all of our patrons on Patreon. That's right, Teacher Needs a Drink has their very own spot on Patreon. And if you go and sign up, there's all kinds of extra bonus features, extra episodes, lots and lots of content. You get access to the host, sometimes we play games, we do movie reviews, and we're about to start doing a step bet contest and a few other things. So if you're interested, please join our Patreon. Now, let me list off some of our newest Patreon members. I'm really proud to have them. Mr. JJO, Brian S., Jeff S., Shelly K., Abby B., Ann T., Kristen G., Sarah B., Regina B., Anna L., Josie S., Sam B., India G., Lucy P., Mary E., Jamie B., Hope H., Aaron D., Kristen W., Vanessa J., Kate C., Mary C., Haley M., Barry N., Rylan L., Catherine S., Perla C., Kelsey W., RJR, Kara T., Kristen C., Johanna H., Tony Christina K., Irma A., Rebecca J., Melissa M., KCB, and Sarah N. Woo! That was a mouthful. I don't remember if I said this before, but if you have a story or something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or the easiest way is to hit us up on the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can also get shot glasses, koozies, all kinds of great Teacher Needs a Drink swag, and we're happy to sell it to you. Last but not least, if you get a chance, the best way to help us out is simply just tell someone else about the podcast. Tell them one thing you heard today. We're just kind of grassroots. We're not going to spend billions of dollars, number one, because we're teachers and we don't have it, but just to help spread our word and get out there, just tell the people who you know might appreciate us. Feel free to go through our back catalog. We have lots of great extra bonus episodes that have been on our main feed, like the Teacher's Guide to Mental Health, which has been one of our favorites and best out so far. All right, my friends, if you get a chance, please leave a review or follow us, you know, all that kind of great stuff. Okay, we just finished a really crazy week, and I'm about to talk about it, but, you know, it was here in Texas, so let me just quit talking and let the host do it. So, my friends, enjoy episode 73 of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. So, we'll see what it's like after pandemic, post-pandemic, post-apocalypse. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, everyone, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, Elvis. Hey, folks.
Hey, and also joining us today, Miss Lucy O'Lane.
Hi, everyone.
And last but not least, the returning Miss Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys. I am so glad you're all here. So I think we spoke too soon last week on our episode when we said that the snow day is dead. We recorded that Sunday afternoon in Texas, and by Monday or Tuesday, no one had power, and the world was ending, and it's been in the news. You guys have seen what's gone on. So yeah. I'm just curious, how are you guys doing? What did your schools do? Because I think for most of us, like, there was no school on Monday because that was President's Day, but everyone was kind of like, oh, we'll plan on being virtual Tuesday. What did you guys hear? How'd it break down for you guys, Bunny?
Monday was supposed to be staff development. But they said that if it ended up being a snow day, that we would not have to do staff development online. So, darn, I'm so sad that I missed that opportunity. My district really kind of went day by day. Like, we didn't find out until Monday evening that there wasn't going to be school on Tuesday, which by that point was pretty much a given the state of the roads around here.
Yeah.
It was a little bit earlier on Tuesday, they announced that we would be off Wednesday. And then on Wednesday, they finally just said Thursday and Friday are off. Like, there's nothing we can do about it right now. A huge portion of my district was under a boil water notice. And I think officially we're not supposed to have kids in the building if they can't, you know, wash their hands.
Yeah.
Or drink the water or anything. So Jeez. There was like the the boil notice, and then we still had a ton of power outages. It was a mess. So there was just no point in trying to do remote at that point.
Yeah. We got power back here after like a day of it being gone, but then my internet went out completely. And so I could try to tether through my phone, but since the internet was out for a lot of people in this area, everyone's on their phones. So that makes the phone signals and everything just drop down. So you could barely do that. So if I had attempted to teach online, it would have been a huge just boom, it wouldn't have worked. Ms. Sparkles, what about you?
I think it was like late Monday afternoon. They were like, "Hey guys, no school this week. So we'll see ya. We'll see you in 7 days. Bye." You know, no remote. They're like, "We're not doing remote. We're not doing anything. Just take the week. Bye, guys." And I was like, oh, my district usually waits until the very last minute. Like when the pandemic started, we were the last district in the area who still pretended like school was going to happen again last year. So every 3 weeks, they'd be like, "We'll be back in 3 weeks," until the governor closed the schools down. But personally, I fared pretty well. We lost power off and on, but we never lost our water, which is really good.
About you, Lucille? How'd your school, or how'd you fare over this snow week we had?
The snow week. My story is a lot like Bunny's story. So Professional Development Monday, that got canceled.
That's good.
Because people just could not get their internet going. Everything was just a mess. We had people in their cars trying to do professional development. So they just shut it down and just said, you know, do X amount of hours on professional development. Because what we'll do is we'll record them so you can watch the recordings and like take these quizzes and then you pass and then you get the credit. So it was super, super easy. Especially when your work partner like splits it up for you and gives you the answers, and we swap and get it done like real super quick. I was told on Monday there was no school on Tuesday. Tuesday there was no school on Wednesday. Wednesday they just said, you know what, let's just cut it out for the rest of the week. And I mean, nothing. I mean, I guess I got an email for a couple of schools in the district, elementary schools that were they had some damage, but not enough to keep us out of school tomorrow. So
yeah,
we're definitely going back.
This is from the Reddit's user Seriously 1010. Seriously spelled as Sirius in Harry Potter, by the way. So thankful right now. Teacher in Texas. So I'm not sure if this belongs here or not, but my school makes us fill out a list of our favorite things / foods and gives it to the students to take home for Christmas and Teacher Appreciation Week. I always say that all I ever want is fuzzy socks because I love socks. Big same. I have received over 25 pairs of socks over the past 2 years that are ridiculously warm and not at all suited for Texas, but I wear them anyway. Well, this week, as you know, many Texans, including myself, were without heat and power for days. Those socks prevented my toes from freezing off and just reminded me that your kids do care about you for the most part. I know this is long, but I'm so grateful to all my students who gave me socks, knowing how much I loved them, and they probably saved my toes from hypothermia, if I'm going to be completely histrionic about this. It's so weird to get emotional about socks, but this is where we are right now.
Seriously, 10-10.
Socks, that's awesome.
That is sweet.
I think that's really cool. I love it when we get stuff from the kids that we actually like keep and warm our hearts more than just like the random candy.
Like no more mugs filled with whatever, filled with candy. No more mugs filled with candy. I would take socks any day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd be down for a pair or two. I don't think I could handle like the 25. It's like the kid who says they like giraffes. And then so everything they get for the next 10 years has to have a giraffe on it. Yeah. I don't think I want to become that person. But, you know, I could use a couple. I'd like a really good hoodie. I could go for that. I love a soft blanket every now and then.
I will take infinite soft blankets. Yes. Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, it's just kind of sweet that the kids thought of it and then it ended up coming in handy because dear Seriously, I don't remember what the numbers were that she said, but dear Seriously, yeah, no, I lived in my fuzzy, impractical for Texas socks all week and they are saving my feet from, because I have like wood laminate floor in my house and tile, so it's cold, feet are cold constantly.
And sometimes the dogs just won't stay on your feet when you want them to.
Right, right. Well, like I have a very small cat and she does not take direction well.
I can actually relate to this because I got a pair of socks and they were Christmas socks. Not this year. I want to say it was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago that a student gave me a pair of socks and they were those kind, like the real fluffy kind. You know what I'm talking about? When you touch them, they almost feel creamy. Does that make sense? I never wear them because why would I here? But I literally wore those socks that I cannot remember what student got me. They're like red and green polka dot with, and they're all white with red and green polka dots on it for Christmas and like silver stitching in them. And I wore those under my slippers because like you were saying, Bunny, like it's just too cold. It's like the floors are just so cold. It's like walking on ice. Yeah, I also wore those all week.
When in doubt, get teacher socks.
Yeah, if any of my students are listening, I too love fuzzy socks. They're great. Also, a comfy would not be thrown away because they're warm and they're awesome. So just hint, kids, hint.
And bourbon never goes bad.
So. Yeah, that's true.
I've had parents give me a bottle of wine before, so.
Yes, I have too.
One of my parents gave me champagne this year because I got married. I was like,
yay.
Great parent.
This is from Reddit user AlwaysRight6. I'm a first-year teacher in Texas. We've been out of school this week due to the snowstorm and just received email that we are not allowed to go back onto school grounds because pipes have burst in multiple of the schools and they're flooding. I'm an art teacher who last week thought that I'd get one day off school. I have multiple sinks in my room and I still left projects on drying racks in open shelves. Even the ones that were put away were just put in filing cabinets. I just can't fathom what to do. I've been dealing with COVID all year long and I just cannot grasp the fact that it's a random winter storm that's destroying my kids' work. I'm terrified to go back to my room and have to tell my students that I wasn't prepared enough or just that these things happen. Thank you all so much for all of your support. Texas is strong and so am I. If the projects are ruined, we'll make them into new projects in the future. If they're not, I will still go in being reminded that I teach not for the projects but for my students. Thank you.
That's right. That's the important thing to remember, that all of the projects and stuff really are fleeting for the most part. Everything from shows that are canceled to games that are canceled to art projects. And I know it sucks to see a whole bunch of work just go undone, but it's really, those aren't the important things in the long run. It's not. But I don't know. Ms. Sparkles, I feel like you have something you can lend to this, that this is something in your wheelhouse. Why don't you share a little bit?
Yeah. So we got an email from my principal a couple days ago, just letting us know an update of what the campus looked like. And we had the fire sprinklers burst in the main office. And she sent pictures and it basically like disintegrated all of those drop-in ceiling tiles and like blew them all over the front office, including her office and like her secretary's area and our front desk. And it was awful. And so she sent me a note and she was like, hey, you need to go check the stage because it's warped. And I was like, not again. So
no.
This is probably the fifth or sixth time since I started working at this school that the stage floor has gotten wet in a weather event and has warped and the deck needed to be replaced. And
haven't you been here for about 5 or 6 years?
This is my third year, actually.
Oh my God.
It happens 2 or 3 times a year.
And your school's not that old, because I know what school you teach at. Like, my cousins went there. Your school is not that old.
No, our school is 20 years old, because we're getting our 20-year refresh right now.
Isn't that, like, just shoddy work, then? I mean, like...
Yeah, so... The problem with the stage is it had one of those fire traps doors up in the roof ceiling area. And so anytime the wind blows really hard, it would blow open and it would rain inside. We don't know where
this water. A latch?
I guess not. I don't know. They finally latched it, I think. Because we aren't sure where this water came from because it's in a different place than the water normally is on the stage.
Jeez.
But water was also in the pit. There's probably 4 to 6 inches of water in the pit. And actually when I went up there, the facilities guys were up there like sucking water. Like they were working. Like our facilities guys have been in all of the buildings that have had damage working since Friday, which I think is when roads were kind of passable again. So we should be good. Like, we should be good to show up Monday, except for my stage floor. And I am in the middle of a production, so that kind of sucks. But maybe this time they'll pick a floor that doesn't warp when it gets wet.
Yeah. there's ways they can fix this. Not every theater has that problem.
It's true. No. They did offer to replace any of, because we had platforms out. But they were on the deck side, so the plywood was down on the floor, and it got wet. And they said if the plywood needs to be replaced, they'll replace it for us, which is good, because that was really nice plywood. Gosh darn it.
Like, it's so odd how we go on about all these unprecedented events, and like COVID was unprecedented. All the weird crap for the last 4 years politically was kind of unprecedented. But the weather's not unprecedented. We have this weather, like a week of freezing, about once every 5 to 7 years. Like, fairly often. And so the fact that a lot of these schools can't winterize, or I don't know, that baffles me a bit, because it's pretty common. Like, we have freezing weather in this, like, because we're all, I think everyone in this podcast that right now moment is, we're all in North Texas where it gets cold, it freezes, it snows about once a year. It doesn't stick for long, but it snows. We usually have freezing temperature for a week or two. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this just destroyed everything, you think, you know, maybe the cities would get some snow plows or snow trucks or salt or
start building homes and buildings with pipes like that are insulated or something.
Yeah, right. Well, you can't regulate shit. Well, that and a lot of the houses, people are buying and flipping houses left and right. And an inspector might not see that whoever, you know, did the work of flipping and whatever crap they did to a house real quick, if they re-insulated the pipes and the walls. When you're buying a house, you can't really see those. You're not going to We don't have crawl spaces like up north where you can go in between walls or anything.
Which, like, is something we need. Although, can I tell you a quick funny story?
Yes, please do.
So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about basements, specifically in regards to a TV show that we watch. I won't tell you which one so I don't accidentally spoil it for someone.
Damn it.
But we were talking about basements, and I was like, yeah, because, you know, my dad lived in Denver for a billion years. He moved to Virginia, but he had this basement, and it was insulated and, you know, finished. It was real nice and warm, and like in the wintertime, totally cool to go down there. But we don't have basements. And so she was just talking about how she would never let her children go down in a basement, like, never. And I was like, actually, basements are nice. Like, they can be nice. Like, you put drywall up and carpet and like a nice little fireplace, and like, they're real cute. And she was like, no, they're creepy and weird. I would never let my kids go in a basement. But like, sometimes the basement is the warmest place in your house, because you're also insulated by the ground a little bit. And so I was like, I don't know that you would survive outside of this state if you won't go in a basement, especially in like a, although you'd think we'd have basements up here. We get tornadoes.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
It has to do with the water table here. And that's why we don't have basements. They have the technology now where they can reinforce one. But for a long time, it just wasn't worth the cost of what they'd have to do to keep all the water from seeping in nonstop. And so they can do it now, but it's kind of like, unless we're doing a parking garage or it's like a mega building, they're not really going to do it for your normal, you know, starter home in suburbia in Texas.
I think the problem though there with that story was like the person you're referring to doesn't know like how cool basements can really be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I living up north for 30 some years, I was just like, everybody had a basement. Most of those basements were always finished. That was like your rec room. That's where everything happened. That's where football games happened. That's where like parties happened. Like
that's where the kids get amazing. Sent to they're get away from everyone. No, they're awesome. No, I grew up north too. Right? And I spent most of my childhood in friends' basements hanging out, because that's where the TVs and couches, if there was a slumber party or something, that's where you were. That and the split level where you walk in and half of you go down in the basement, the other half go up. Yeah. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
Hey, what? What's up?
We have a Patreon.
What?
That's awesome. That's right, Miss Sparkles. We have a patron here for a Patreon for a Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, where you can get access to extra episodes, bonus content, and there's all kinds of new stuff we're about to roll out. We've been talking about doing a step bet event. We're going to have some more movie reviews. We're going to try to do a book club maybe during the summer. We've got all kinds of stuff add up. And if you want to say in it, or if you have something you really want to say to us without hitting us up on Instagram or Facebook, you can just join Patreon and send me a message, and I reply pretty quickly most of the time. So guys, do it now. Sign up for Patreon. Woo! Very serious question from the internet. Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Oh, no. It is time.
Okay, I know.
Go for it. Lucille?
I would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses. Because, honestly, if like the picture you sent us, ducks are like ducks with those beaks. When they eat, they like really fast, like peck, you know, and that's a hard beak. And I just feel like that could do some real damage. Whereas like if I had a bunch of horses running around that were only the size of ducks and like I had to do something about that, I feel like that would, it would be very exhausting more than like actually hurtful.
I kind of put it like, could I kick a soccer ball 100 times? Then I could probably fight 100 horse-sized ducks or duck-sized horses.
That's... But I don't even know if I would want to like hurt those, you know, duck-sized horses. Like, I feel like I would want to just take them all home.
You distract them with bread?
Or something, yeah.
Or oats, apples.
Frozen peas. Oats and apples, whatever, yeah. Put them all in like in my backyard.
What about you, Bunny?
I think I'm going to go with the duck-sized horses as well, because horses, at least the ones that I've interacted with in my limited experience, generally have a little bit more reasonable dispositions than ducks do. Ducks scare me a little bit, and a duck the size of a horse would be like nightmare fodder. I'm going to take my chance with the little tiny horses there.
I think that's a good call. What about you, Sparkles?
I'm going to have to agree with the other ladies, and I'm going to have to go for the duck-sized horses. Namely because I've always wanted a horse, and I feel like if I have a tiny horse, then Mr. Sparkles will be totally down with me getting to keep it.
Or 100 of them.
Well, yeah, 100 of them. I would rehome them.
You'd rehome them?
Yeah, I would help them
would
find homes.
Would you take 100 like, or would you just like a good 40 or something?
No, I'd just be like, hey, look, there's this little duck-sized horse. Who wants a horse? And, you know, give them to horse people.
They would sell so well, too.
Yeah.
You could probably make some bank if you could trap them or open a badass food truck and open like duck horse a l'orange or something like that out of a food truck. You have so much meat from 100. Fuck. How many horse ducks do you really need? If you have 100 of them, I mean, I think after like 3, you'd be like, okay, this is a bit much. Like, do you see anyone with 100 dogs or 100 cats that's sane? No. So, well, I mean, take a few for yourself or friends and then cook the rest, sell them. I don't know.
Wait,
I'm entrepreneur that way.
You want to eat little horses?
Well, I kind of, well, why not?
Well, I could, like, I don't know, because they're horses.
I'm not scared. I mean, people eat, most animals have been eaten at some point. I mean, on the savannah, horses are fair game. So I'm just saying, I think it clocks.
I'm kind of shocked.
I don't live on the savannah. I live in the city.
Yeah, and you're fighting horse-sized ducks. The world has gone crazy. City girl.
Elvis, right, who are you fighting?
Who am I fighting? Oh, yeah. No, I'm totally going to fight the ducks. The hunt the duck-sized horses. No, oh one God. Big one. Horses are big fuckers. I've had run-ins with them. If they're stubborn or angry, upset about something, they're not backing down. And if you put like the mind of a duck or like, my God, a goose in a horse, that you'd be screwed. It's like Godzilla loose on the city.
Yeah. And
there's no way you could survive it. I mean, I think at that point I'd be like, okay, the world is over now. I just need to find water and shelter, hug the ones I love, and bow down to the horse god or the duck god.
Geese are mean.
They are. No, they're mean. I'd say they're the dicks of the animal kingdom, but I bet there's someone worse. I don't know who's worse than a goose, though.
Chickens are assholes.
Oh.
They're just little dinosaurs.
That's why I like to eat them. I'm getting back at them for a traumatic experience from my childhood.
Ooh. Do you have an air fryer to cook them in? You can join the cult.
I am not part of the air fryer crew yet, y'all.
You should be.
Join us. Join us.
All right. So, hey, guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to thank my guest hosts who are here with me today. Ms. Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful having you.
It was a pleasure, as always.
And Ms. Sparkles, welcome back. It's great hearing your voice on this again.
It's nice to be back.
And Ms. Lucille Lane, it's wonderful having you here as well.
Oh, I'd love to be a part of it. Thank you.
Yeah. Our hearts go out for all the teachers and people who are still stuck without power. Ms. Shirley Temper couldn't be with us today because her power was out. Ms. Rosie Rose was having power issues. Mr. Turk Ferguson's had to. It's all over and crazy. So everyone, we're all in this together. We'll make it through. We've survived COVID. We can survive this week of storm and gouging from power companies. We'll figure it out. But everyone out there, please, if you want to say, let me try this again. If there's something you want to share with us, tag us on Facebook or Instagram or hit us up through our contact page of our website, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. But everyone out there, put your oxygen mask on yourself before helping others. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers. All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is proudly sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics. That's right, if you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, go to Lud Lamb Dramatics and get the best educational theater resources out there. There's not a lot for theater teachers out in the world. Lud Lamb Dramatics has it for you. I'd like to thank my hosts who were with me today, Miss Lucille Lane, Miss Sparkles, and Miss Bunny O'Hare. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or hit us up through the contact site of our webpage, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. Also, if you're interested, for as little as $5 a month, you can get lots of extra episodes, bonus content, access to the host on our Patreon for Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank all of our patrons. Okay, my friends, please take care of yourselves out there. And I have one small thing I do want to say and just share. There's nothing wrong. I know we get kind of doom and gloom around here, and we're not always the most positive people about our job, but we really do love what we do. And the thing is, it's okay for you to be excited about other things and what's going on in your life, even if the people around you are not excited about theirs. You don't need to feel guilty, because you know what? Enjoy what you have when you have it. Things can get good, and not everyone has it good at the same time, so please don't feel the need to be down just because other people are. All right. I don't know if that's really what I wanted to say, but I kind of had that on my mind lately. All right, my friends, please take care of yourselves, and cheers. No, I saw... Crap, I wish I could find the article. It was from Canada. I'll have to find it. Never mind. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I forgot it was going... No, it was a school where the heat's out, and so the district was saying, hey, just send your kids in school in jackets, and if it doesn't work, we'll send them home in a little. Just make sure they're warm. I'm like, yeah, that builds confidence. That's I'm curious. Nice. I mean,